高等学校英语应用能力考试 A 级
June 2009 Part 1 Listening Comprehension Directions This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections.
Section A Directions This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then, you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Example. You will hear, Are you catching the 13:15 flight to New York?
No, I'll leave this evening.
Question. What are the 2 persons talking about? You will read, A. New York City. B. An evening party. C. An air trip. D. The man's job. From the dialogue, we learn that the man is to take a flight to New York. Therefore, C, an air trip, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Now the test will begin.
1. I need 3 stamps and an envelope, please.
Sorry, sir. You are at the wrong window. Go to window 7, please.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place?
Two. How about going to the concert tonight? There is a world-famous band playing.
It would be fine, but I've got a lot of homework to do.
Question. What does the man mean? Three. How much does the skirt cost?
$7 for one. But you can save $2 if you buy 2.
Question. How much can the woman save if she buys 2 skirts? 4. Are you going to find a job or continue to study for a degree after graduation?
I am going to look for a job first.
Question. What will the man probably do first after graduation?
5. Could you arrange for me to see Dr. Black tomorrow morning?
I'm afraid not. He won't be free until 11:30.
Question. What is the probable relationship between the man and the woman? 6. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short conversations. There are 2 recorded conversations in it. After each conversation, there are some recorded questions. Both the conversations and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Conversation 1.
Are you going to graduate this term?
Yes.
What are you going to do for a living then?
I'm going to be a secretary.
What are you supposed to do?
I'll work in an office, writing letters and reports, and doing some typing.
It must be quite boring. If I were you, I'd like to be a vet.
What? What does a vet do?
A vet is a person who takes care of sick animals. In fact, a vet is an animal doctor.
Animal doctor? How interesting. But how did you get the idea?
I want to write a story about a person who treats sick animals. I'd like to have a try myself.
Wow, sounds exciting.
Questions 6 to 8 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
6. What is the woman going to do when she leaves school?
Seven. What would the man do if he were to find a job?
1.
Are you going to graduate this term?
Yes.
What are you going to do for a living then?
I'm going to be a secretary.
What are you supposed to do?
I'll work in an office, writing letters and reports, and doing some typing.
It must be quite boring. If I were you, I'd like to be a vet.
What? What does a vet do?
A vet is a person who takes care of sick animals. In fact, a vet is an animal doctor.
Animal doctor? How interesting. But how did you get the idea?
I want to write a story about a person who treats sick animals. I'd like to have a try myself.
Wow, sounds exciting.
Questions 6 to 8 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
6. What is the woman going to do when she leaves school?
7. What would the man do if he were to find a job?
2.
Hi, Alice. What are you doing there?
Hi, Roger. Could you have a look at my computer? I can't get it working.
Sure. Let me have a look. It seems that the disk jammed.
Oh, really? I just bought it yesterday. Well, then, could you please go to the store with me? I want to have this computer replaced.
No problem. But you have to bring your receipt. Otherwise, you can't have the computer replaced.
Oh, dear. I can't find my receipt. Perhaps I've lost it on my way back from the store.
That's too bad. I'm afraid you have to find it.
Well, I'll give you a telephone call if I can find it.
Okay. See you later.
Thank you. See you.
Questions 9 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
8. What is the woman's problem?
9. What does the woman ask the man to do?
10. What does the woman have to do to get the computer replaced? Conversation 2.
Hi, Alice. What are you doing there?
Hi, Roger. Could you have a look at my computer? I can't get it working.
Sure. Let me have a look. It seems that the disk jammed.
Oh, really? I just bought it yesterday. Well, then, could you please go to the store with me? I want to have this computer replaced.
No problem, but you have to bring your receipt. Otherwise, you can't have the computer replaced.
Oh dear, I can't find my receipt. Perhaps I've lost it on my way back from the store.
That's too bad. I'm afraid you have to find it.
Well, I'll give you a telephone call if I can find it.
Okay, see you later.
Thank you, see you.
Questions 9 to 10 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
8. What is the woman's problem?
Nine. What does the woman ask the man to do?
Ten. What does the woman have to do to get the computer replaced?
Section C. Directions. This section is to test your ability to comprehend short passages. You will hear a recorded passage. After that, you hear 5 questions. Both the passage and questions will be read 2 times. When you hear a question, you should complete the answer to it with a word or a short phrase, in no more than 3 words. The questions and incomplete answer are printed in your test paper. You should write your answers on the answer sheet correspondingly. Now, listen to the passage.
Now, I'm going to tell you the result of the customer survey we conducted last month. We've got high marks from our customers about the quality of our products. They felt our products were quite reliable and carried a lot of the features they expected in electronics. They especially liked the high-tech mobile phone, which combines the mobile phone with camera and MP3 player. However, the customers were not satisfied with our customer service. They complained in the survey that it took too long to settle their complaints. They also complained that our service staff were not always friendly. By contrast, they wrote that many of our competitors have excellent customer service. This is the urgent task we have to deal with now. That's why I'm ordering the customer service department to come up with a plan within 1 week. And I also ask them to explain how they intend to improve our customer service. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. When was the customer survey conducted?
12. How did customers feel about the products of the company?
13. What did customers complain in the survey?
Fourteen. How did customers feel about the service staff?
15. When should the customer service department come up with a plan to improve their service? 16. Now, I'm going to tell you the result of the customer survey we conducted last month. We've got high marks from our customers about the quality of our products. They felt our products were quite reliable and carried a lot of the features they expected in electronics. They especially liked the high-tech mobile phone, which combines the mobile phone with camera and MP3 player. However, the customers were not satisfied with our customer service. They complained in the survey that it took too long to settle their complaints. They also complained that our service staff were not always friendly. By contrast, they wrote that many of our competitors have excellent customer service. This is the urgent task we have to deal with now. That's why I'm ordering the customer service department to come up with a plan within 1 week. And I also ask them to explain how they intend to improve our customer service. Questions 11 to 15 are based on the passage you've just heard. 11. When was the customer survey conducted?
12. How did customers feel about the products of the company?
13. What did customers complain in the survey?
14. How did customers feel about the service staff?
15. When should the customer service department come up with a plan to improve their service?
16. This is the end of the listening comprehension.